Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Richard Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Richard Rivera is a 59-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 5/27/21. But at that time, he fell off of a trailer and landed awkwardly onto his feet. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus that was repaired surgically. Period, he has completed his course of active treatment. Period, new paragraph, per the record supplied, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 5/27/21. Period. He related the same mechanism of injury as above. Period, he had already been to Riverside Urgent Care, where no studies were done. Period. He then came to this facility. Period. He denied prior injury to the right knee, but did admit to having a prior left knee work-related injury. Period. This was the partial medial meniscectomy by Dr. Dwyer on 11/22/19. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Zucconi diagnosed right knee pain and effusion. Period. Differential diagnosis included an X-ray negative insufficiency fracture versus a complex medial meniscal tear with likely entrapment. Period. He recommended an MRI of the knee, comma, use of crutches, comma, and Percocet for pain. Period, the MRI was done on 6/7/21 to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Zucconi reviewed these results with him on 6/10/21. Period, he added diagnoses of acute medial meniscal tear and secondary osteoarthritis of the right knee. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical evaluation by Dr. Dwyer. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Dwyer did perform a second opinion orthopedic evaluation on 6/21/21. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date and recommended surgical arthroscopy. Period. On 6/29/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Rivera followed up postoperatively over the next few weeks through 7/8/21. Period. At that juncture, his knee was feeling sore. Period. His sutures were dry, clean, and intact. Period. His exam found 0 to 90 degrees range of motion. Period. There was a trace effusion. Period. Sutures and staples were discontinued, but steri-strips and benzoin were applied. Period. He was referred for a course of physical therapy and to remain out of work. Period. He wanted to return to full duty as of 7/12/21, but Dr. Dwyer wanted him to wait until 7/19/21. Period. It does not appear that he returned for additional treatment. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed portal scars about both knees, more recent on the right than the left. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was full from 0 to 135 degrees of flexion with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. With manual muscle testing of the right hamstring and quadriceps, he experienced tenderness in his knee Oh, their strength was 5/5. Paired strength was 5/5 otherwise. Appeared he was tender to palpation about the right knee medial joint line, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his toes, complaining of left knee pain. Appeared he was able to walk on his heels without pain in either knee. Appeared he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Appeared extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5/27/21, Richard Rivera jumped down off of his truck and landed awkwardly. Appeared he injured his right knee and was seen by Dr. Zucconi the same day. Appeared he had already been to urgent care. Appeared Dr. Zucconi was concerned about internal derangement. Appeared an MRI was done on 6/7/21 to be inserted here. Appeared in the paragraph, the petitioner then returned to Dr. Dwyer, who had previously performed surgery on the left knee. Appeared on 6/29/21, he performed surgery on the right knee to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively through 7/8/21 when he was referred for physical therapy. Appeared he was eager to return to work, and Dr. Dwyer cleared him to do so on 7/19/21. Appeared new paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be full range of motion of the right knee with crepitus. Appeared provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Appeared he did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Appeared new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. End.